And we start with the Nationals and our buddy Dave Jagler, who is on the call with Charlie Slows night in and night out right here on your flagship home for the Nats on 106.7 The Fan. Jags, the team made the announcement today that the media awards have been doled out. Voting is done. Luis Garcia is the hitter of the year. Jacob Young's the good guy, and Kyle Finnegan's the pitcher of the year. What'd you think?
Well, I mean, I think there were some interesting decisions there to make. I think that the pitcher of the year was, you know, what do you favor? I mean, Finnegan did save over half their wins, 38 of 69. I think Jake Irvin has a compelling case. He's been in the top five in the National League much of the year in innings pitched. There's some value there. So, it's good to have choices. And, I think it speaks to hopefully, it's better to have, two good choices than, oh, boy, who do I check the box for? The player of the year, I mean, it's a shame that the James Wood wasn't up here all season. I think it's tough to vote for a guy for player of the year. He'd be the player of the half year. It certainly looked like it was going to be C.J. Abrams, but he tailed off in the second half. And Garcia, to his credit, I mean, he came into this season kind of fighting for a spot. I mean, it seemed like the Nationals were trying to replace him spring training. He held off the Trey Lipscomb charge in March and, had for him a career offensive season. But more importantly than that, he's been more consistent defensively. So is he an all-star caliber player yet? No, but he's definitely made tremendous strides over this year. And the key for him is, can he build on this going forward, not just kind of rest on the laurels of a good season and have a better season next year?
Speaking of better seasons, I thought one was really in store for K-Bar Ruiz this year, Jags. After hitting 260 with 18 bolts last year, and I know he got beat up a little bit by some of the metrics defensively, but it just felt like he was kind of steadily improving in that regard to me. It just feels like it was never right for him at the dish, never maybe really comfortable, never really got going. And then there were moments like last night, I was trying to remember which Royal it was, but that delayed steal, just kind of catching him napping. He was catching the ball very nonchalant, and great play by the Royals player to execute that perfectly done delayed steal, shades of Trey Turner, Ian Desmond doing it to other people. But not a great year for Ruiz in what should have been kind of entering his prime, mid-20s.
Yeah, I mean, obviously careers aren't linear, Danny. And right. Guys improve and guys go down. I mean, the Mets catcher Francisco Alvarez has had a down year after a big year last year, but this is a key offseason. I mean, he's got a obviously he's got the contract, he's entrenched at the position. Now, go out there and improve. And I think, for him at the plate, there's just got to be, we talked about this with Garcia, and I think he did a good job of this. There's got to be better swing decisions. I mean, Ruiz has the incredible ability to hit pitches in the other batter's box and pitches that are going to hit him in the leg, but that's not always a good thing. Those are pitches you shouldn't even be trying to hit. And he has to improve his plate discipline. If it's 5-10%, swing at better pitches, and his chase rate on 3-2 counts this year has been over 80%. At some point, don't be afraid to get called out on strikes. I mean, pitchers know, hey, we don't have to throw him a strike to get him out. So there are definitely improvements that need to be made. But as you say, last year, proved that there's good things there. He does have power. He should be, a 20 to 25 homer a year guy. And then, defensively, I think probably the framing has been a little better. I mean, the pop times and the one knee catching, I think, has taken a little away from his throws. So hopefully maybe some arm strengthening this year to be a little more competitive on stolen base attempts. Definitely, this is a big offseason for him to improve in all areas.
Jags, one area where they made major strides this year was in the starting rotation. Last year, the ERA collectively was over 5. This year, it was sub 4.5. And they got a lot of durability out of their arms. Irvin made 32 starts. Corbin as well. Gore's going to make his 32nd tonight. Mitchell Parker, 29 starts. They really didn't have to use all that many starters as well. I felt like that should be viewed as a major win for them.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, they've cut the home run rate. They've cut the walk rate. And that was the message. You've got to get out in the strike zone. That was delivered in spring training. And, a lot was mentioned about, Corbin in his last start yesterday, how he sets the tone of, you've got to post. It doesn't matter if you have a good start or a bad start. You've got to post every fifth day. And, Gore has been right under his wing his time here. And I think Parker has taken that with his 29 starts. So do they need some fortification? Sure. I mean, you're going to lose 180 innings in Patrick Corbin. So how do you replace that, knowing that Josiah Gray is not going to be available for much, if not all, of next season? Cade Cavalli has missed 2 years now. And even though he's feeling good now, how much do you count on for him next year? Hopefully maybe some fortification outside of the organization to help what has been a huge win this year, because DJ Herz and Mitchell Parker, they weren't on the radar to be big contributors as they've been this season. So that has been an organizational win. Gore finishing strong is positive, and Jake Irvin being kind of the leader of the staff. So that's a good place to start. Now you hope those guys get better, and you hope they can fill in around them.
Jags, thank you as always, sir. Have a great weekend.
I will, and I'll miss you guys. I'm sure you'll be ringing my phone around April 1st.
We better talk to you before April 1st.
Yeah, we're going to bother you before then.
Wow, you guys lose my number for 6 months. It's a season of silence.
No, you hit that do not answer on that golf course, Jags. We know you.
Dave who? What?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, pal.
See you, pal.